Okay, this is Tony Norman. I'm presiding over the coordinating committee. The date is February the 17th, 2015. It is now 8:40 Eastern Standard Time. So, Lydia, you want to call the roll of the people that you have?
I'm sorry. Wasn't prepared with that. Can Janet call the roll? Janet, can you do that?
Yes,
use that same list you just had.
I'll do it.
Okay.
All right. So, myself, I'm here. Janet.
Okay.
Margie?
I'm here. Sorry, I was on mute.
Raul?
Present.
Jose Luis? Kim Kaufman, Lydia,
here,
Carolyn Burden, Serene Roberts, Benito,
present,
Tony Norman,
present. Okay,
Adriana Casnavis here.
Okay. So we have a quorum. Did everyone get a copy of the agenda, the draft agenda?
Yes.
No, I didn't. I don't think I saw it. If someone could just email it to me, that would be good.
Pardon me. This is Margie. I just got a text from someone who's trying to listen to this call and says we're not on the stream.
We're not on the stream?
Well, that's what she said. She said she was trying to listen and she can't. I don't know who's streaming is.
Bill Crozier.
Oh, hi. Bill, are you there?
Yes, and we should be on. We just started it, remember, 2 or 3 minutes ago. And we're on port 6280, which
okay.
is the correct one.
Hello? Bill?
I don't know what to say.
I'll try listening on another computer and see if I can get it.
I know.
But you should be on.
Okay. I'll text her back and say we don't know what's going on.
Does someone have Bill Crozier's number?
Or Margie, tell her to try again.
I will. Okay.
Is Bill Crozier out there?
What if we call?
Yeah, I'm here.
Otis.
I'll text Otis. Okay, Margie's working on this problem.
I'm sorry. I'm here. I was muted. But yeah, you should be on.
Well, okay. So I'm just going to say try again, and we'll see what happens.
I'll check on another computer and see if I can hear it, too.
Okay.
I've got the agenda, so.
I'll briefly go over the agenda. We have a call to order. We have the approval of the minutes of the note, last meeting. We're going to primarily deal with the in-person meeting.
Janet Kay, I have something for the agenda.
Okay, let me just go over briefly for the stream what we have, and then I'll hear what you. Okay, we have an in-person meeting. We have an update on proposed dates that we suggested at the last meeting, and then we'll discuss whether it should be 3 days or 4 days, and then a general outline for each of those days to go on what's to be on the agenda, just a general outline. And then there was an orientation package. And,
you should be on.
Okay, we should be on the screen.
Who's that?
I just tested it. We're on.
Okay.
Thank you.
Janet Kay?
Yes?
You wanted to add something?
Oh, yes. Can we just elect a pro tem chair and pro tem secretary for this meeting?
Can we
put that right away?
Do we have nominations for pro tem chair and secretary?
This is Lydia.
Yes.
I nominate Tony for pro tem chair.
Do we have any other nominations? Do we have any other nominations? Going a third time. Any other nominations?
This is Lydia.
Yes.
So I nominate myself for pro tem secretary just for this meeting. Thank
you. Are there any other nominations? Pro tem secretary. No other nominations. We have Tony Norman, pro tem chair. Lydia is pro tem secretary. Okay. Can we get a motion to approve the agenda that we have in front of us?
Hi, Carolyn on the call. Sorry to be late.
Okay, we have Carolyn Burden. Can we get a motion to approve the agenda?
Benito.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, is there any objection?
I don't have an objection. I thought I was got the agenda. I didn't, so.
I sent it to you.
I forwarded it to you.
Okay, maybe my email must be spoke. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to go to the, Janet Kay did the minute. Did everyone receive those?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Adriana.
Please, can we really, when we talk, say our first name and last name, because most of the listeners don't recognize our voices? Maybe it will be a good idea if we say our last name.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Did everyone get a chance to review the minute? That's Janet Kay sent out. Okay, is there any objection to those minutes?
This is Raul Salvador.
Yes, right.
I just have just one word that I think should be changed. On number two, discussion and dates, on the second Salvador statement, the main fund drive, that's actually May, the month of May, not main fund drive.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, where is that, number two?
Number two, the second Salvador dialogue. Salvador.
Okay, without objections, if we can make that correction.
It should be May, the month of May.
Okay.
Not May.
Can't
write.
Carolyn, please?
Yes, Carolyn.
Yes, I was not at that meeting, so I'll have to abstain. I can't prove. Objection. I mean, I can't approve minutes that I was not present for, so I will just mark me as abstaining. Thank you.
Carolyn is abstaining on the minutes. Is anyone else abstaining on the minutes?
This is Lydia. I abstain on the minutes, but I wanted to know, what is the date of the minutes?
Janet Kay, could you tell us that date right quick on those minutes?
February 9th.
Thank you.
2015.
Okay. Without objection, we'll approve those minutes. The next item we have on the agenda for 20 minutes is the in-person meeting. Now, at the last meeting, we had three proposed dates. We're going to, I know Lawrence was going to check with their LSB in L.A. to see which one of those dates were favorable to them. Lydia has can give us an update on that.
Okay. Well, we don't have a meeting until tomorrow night, and it's on our agenda, so we haven't consulted the full LSB, but we did have a governance committee last night, and which includes our officers. But anyway, and so we're looking at the last weekend in April, and what I didn't know was whether you all had discussed whether it would be a 3 or 4 day meeting. And, but anyway, that would give us enough time to plan and have get the best rates and the best, accommodations, the least expensive, and plan for, very good, healthy, but economic meals. very facilities. But anyway.
I think we had 3 recommended time periods. I think it was the last weekend in March, and the last weekend in April, and the last weekend in May, or the first weekend in May.
Right. Well, the last weekend in April, I think, is the first weekend in May. Let me get my calendar here. Yes. The last weekend in April, Thursday is the 30th of April, so the 1st of May is on the Friday. So it would really be, I guess, the first weekend in May. So Friday is the 1st, Saturday is the 2nd, Sunday is the 3rd, and Monday is the 4th.
Okay, so you want to say that it's better for L.A. that last weekend in April, which is really the first weekend in May, you're saying?
Yes, because then that gives us enough time to plan. The last time the meeting was in L.A., it cost us $35,000, and I believe you approved the budget of between 20 and 25. So in order to do that, we really need to get cracking and find the most economic means of having this the meeting. Thank you.
Carolyn on the stack, please.
And then Janet on the stack.
Okay, yes, Carolyn.
Yeah, has the board been polled on the date?
I'm sorry, I
missed something.
What was that? I didn't hear you, Carolyn.
Has the board been polled on these dates? I'm sorry if I missed that, but I don't recall being asked for a preference. How do you know board members can attend on those dates?
What was proposed at our last meeting that we were going to submit those three, we were going to first submit those three dates to the LA, and then we're going to submit the three dates to the PNB.
Janet Kane.
Yes, Janet Kane.
That's not what my understanding was. But
okay,
we were going to consult with the LA folks about what was the best time, and then based on, because that's where the meeting's going to be, so I guess poll the PNB, but if we poll the PNB and they say we want it such and such date that's different than what LA can manage, then I don't know, that doesn't make sense to me.
Okay, you're correct. We did agree that we would first check with LA and then take that date and poll the PNB with that date.
Serene for the staff?
Serene, yes.
I don't remember the exact discussion or, you know, all the things that were discussed, but my sense of it was that we were going to talk first to the LA folks and then offer the PNB a choice. Maybe not of all three possible dates, but at least a couple of dates.
Benito to the sec.
Yes, Benito.
Yeah, essentially, I think we're more or less all saying the same thing. The bottom line was that we wanted to see what was feasible for the LA folks, since they're the ones that are going to do all the running around. And based on what they can work with, be it one weekend or two different or three different, whatever it is that they can work with, we would propose those dates to the PMB, basically taking into account, or basically aiming, rather, at the three last weekends of either, you know, like we said, March, April, May.
Janet Kay, point of information?
Yes, Janet Kay.
So, Lydia, you had talked about the first weekend in May. Are there any other possible dates that would be feasible in L.A.?
Well, I'm just saying that would be the earliest. March is too soon. I forwarded this to the governance committee last night, and we were all in accord with April as being the earliest. If you want to do it later, that can always be accommodated. But and we have an LSV meeting tomorrow. We can take a vote on it then, but that was what we had without objection last night.
So, I'm sorry. So, you said the first weekend in May tonight, but what about the last weekend in April?
That's because that is the last weekend if you include Thursday when you fly in. The weekend before that would be really like the third week because April only has 30 days. Oh, no. Oh, I see. The 25th. No, right. I was what I had said to them, fly in on the 30th, and then May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and I don't know if we're doing 4 days, we would be flying out on the 4th.
So you couldn't do it on the weekend before? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I could propose it tomorrow night. I'm just saying those are the dates we were working with last night to allow us as much, you know, realistically as much time as possible.
So I guess that extra weekend wouldn't make that big a difference. I guess if it's better for the LA people to give them more time, we could recommend that. I guess if you submit that tomorrow night, and then what about that? Well, that last weekend in May. How does that? Did you all discuss that at your?
No, we didn't. Well, the only thing I went by is what is the earliest, since that's would be our own confines, you know. So if you wanted a later date, of course that, you know, we have all the more time to plan. But I'm just saying the earliest we could do it is the end of April, or you know that last day of April and the beginning first 2 days of May.
That's good.
Okay.
So anytime after that is fine.
Margie has a proposal.
Yes, Margie.
I think we should offer the PMB the choice of, oh, damn it, my calendar just disappeared. Okay, that we should offer the PMB that last weekend that starts on April 30th and goes through whatever that is, May 3rd or 4th. Uh-huh. And then the two following weekends, the 6th through the 11th and the 16th through the 18th or the
17th. You know that's Mother's Day, the 10th of May.
Oh, crap. Okay. Well, I think we should stay away from the last weekend because that's Memorial Day and a lot of people do family things then. What about the 14th, 15th, 16th, you know, that Thursday through Monday? Or I don't think I don't want a 4-day meeting. I think we should only have a 3-day meeting. But anyway, the first weekend and the third weekend. Anyway, those are my...
Margie, can you give those dates again, please?
Well, sure.
Okay. That'll be May the 1st. It's the first weekend, 1st through the 4th. May
yeah, the 1st through the 4th is the first weekend, and the next weekend is the 8th through the 11th. No, that's Mother's Day.
Yeah, that's Mother's Day.
I'm sorry. The 14th through the 18th.
The 14th through the 18th is the following.
What? That's okay.
Yes,
that's not Mother's Day, right?
Yes. 14th through the 18th.
Okay. Those two weekends. I mean, it's not much of a choice, but I do think we should give the PMB a choice and see what people say.
Yeah, and Benito also point of information.
Yes, Benito.
Well, I think Janet. Well, yeah. Okay. That Friday is May Day.
What Friday? Oh, the 1st?
The May 1st. So I'm wondering, would that conflict with some local... Not just local, but anybody's plans for some kind of demonstration that where they, you know...
Yeah.
Okay, Janet Kate, you had a...
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, mine's comment's a little different. It's about whether, I think we should discuss whether it should be a 3-day or a 4-day. Well,
yeah, let's get the weekends down.
Then
we're going to go.
Well,
let's get the weekends, what we have for proposal, and then we're going to, I have on the agenda, the next item is to be 3-day or 4-day.
Oh, right, sorry.
So, we have the May the 1st through the 4th, and then we have the 14th through the 18th. So Those are the two recommended. But now we're saying that May Day is the first.
Yeah, this is Lydia.
Yes.
That clearly didn't occur to any of us because I only used the wording the last weekend in April. And May Day is a big, big deal here. That's when we have our largest immigrant march here. So.
Right. Well, we're just never going to get to have this meeting.
Actually, the last weekend in May is not Memorial Day. It's the weekend before.
Memorial Day is on the 25th. I mean, Monday the 25th.
So the Memorial Day weekend is starting on the 22nd through the 25th.
Okay.
So we would have the 28th through the 31st.
Okay.
Which is the weekend after Memorial Day.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, so now that I'm confused, let me see.
How about the middle weekend in May, which starts on
the 14th through the 17th or 16th?
14th through the 18th, if we go Thursday to Monday.
Oh, right. Okay.
And then the last weekend in May, which starts on the 28th and ends on June 1st.
Of course.
Those two.
Okay. What does everybody think about those two weekend dates?
Benito.
Yes, Benito.
I remember last week or whenever, Lawrence, I realized he's not on the LSB, on the PMB anymore. But he said that he was offering his home to whoever, to cut back costs and stuff. And he was also going to be doing some running around and catering and stuff like that, but that he had to go to New York the last weekend in May. I'm not telling us not to do it because of that, but I'm just reminding us that might be something to take into account.
Yeah, these are proposed dates that we got, because none of the dates are going to fit well with everybody's schedule, but we just got to get some proposed dates to recommend.
Yeah, right. I'm just trying to remind us.
Yeah.
Okay, so those two, right?
Yes, 14th and the 18th and the 28th through the 1st.
Okay.
You're going to present those and get feedback on your board tomorrow night. And then hopefully we'll submit those dates at the next P&B meeting, or circulate them before the next P&B.
Oh, this is point of information.
Who is that for point of information?
Hey.
Who?
Janet.
Janet K. Okay, yes.
So, if the K board says that, let's say only one of those weekends could work there, then what would we present to the PNB?
Benito.
What I will be presenting to the PNB, since the only thing that affects us here is what would be the earliest, but I'll give them both dates. And, because potentially we could keep going until June or whatever if nobody approves anything. So all I can do is put that, my criteria right now is what is the earliest we could do it.
So, Janet, can I just follow up?
Yes.
Maybe I misunderstood. Lydia, I thought you were going to be talking to your LSB tomorrow.
I am, about the earliest that we could do it. It's like we do not have input as to a hotel saying, oh, these rooms are not available for XYZ. So the only thing I have to go by is our organizing capability, which I'm saying the end of March is too early. That's all I'm saying. So what we decided last night was the end of April would be the earliest that we could do something. That was what the governance committee said. So now I can move ahead and propose these two dates, which I'm sure will be fine as options because, barring other holidays that I don't know about or whatever.
Okay.
Benito, to the sec.
So I can post these 2 days tomorrow, and then we'll know. Thanks.
Yes, Benito.
Yeah, maybe Lydia should talk to Lawrence, but if I remember correctly, I think he was trying to suggest that that, you know, since we're talking about hotels and this, you know, the different kind of logistical arrangements and stuff, that had to factor into what was feasible.
May I respond?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So, but the deal is that no hotel will give you a quote or tell you any availability without first coming up with a date, including the hotel that Lawrence checked on.
Oh, okay.
So we can't do anything without confirming the date. Okay.
Okay. So let's go with those two proposed dates. And the next item we had is whether we do 3 day or 4 day. Any recommendations?
Benito,
yes, Benito.
You know, this is a big expense. But if it's a big expense and we're going to do it, then I think that we should get the most out of it. And so I would question the... what sense does it make to try to, you know, cut it down to 3 days in order to save a little bit of money because you're spending most of that money anyway? You know, it seemed to me that we ought to try to get the most for our, you know, the most bang for our bucks. If we're going to be there, then let's spend the time and, you know, try to do as intensive a meeting as possible.
Janet Kay, point of information.
Yes, Janet Kay.
So when we are saying 3 or 4 days, what I'm understanding is we're talking about really 3 or 4 nights. Is that correct? So it would be the 4 or 5 days around those 3 or 4 nights.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
So the two models are that for years we flew in on Thursday night, so that's one night. We met all day Friday, we met all day Saturday, and we would fly out in the afternoon on Sunday, so we would have basically like a half a day meeting, or slightly more than that, on Sunday. Then that was when we were meeting 4 times a year. When we cut back to, in 2011, to meet twice in the year, then it was recommended, and what we did was to fly out on Monday. The airfare is less when you fly on Monday, but you have an extra night of hotel. So that's the criteria. I mean, that's, you know, what we've done, the two models we've used. And so when you fly out on Monday, you're staying Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night, and you check out before noon on Monday.
That sounds like a good, you know, a good schedule. That's 4 nights, actually, I guess, and basically 3.5 days.
Janet Kay?
Yes, Janet Kay.
So if it's not that, it would be something shorter. Where would it be, flying in on Friday and checking out on Monday, or flying in on Thursday and checking in out on Sunday? And I think either way, the flights might be more costly that way.
Lydia, what's been your experience with the flight cost of doing it either way? Would that make a difference in terms of...
I have a question. Sorry.
Sorry?
Doreen?
Yes, Doreen?
Well, could Lydia answer my question first before Doreen?
Lydia, could you respond to Janet Kay's?
Yeah, it all depends on the cost per night of the hotel in order to do a fair comparison.
So we have to get the cost of the hotel per night and then compare it to the differential between flying out this many people on a flying back on a Sunday versus a Monday. I doubt that it would be equivalent, so I think it'll still be, you know, somewhat more. But definitely flying back on a Monday is better than flying back on a Sunday. However, does it make up for the additional nights of hotel? It would probably depend on our accommodations.
Serene.
Yeah, my understanding is that the weekends, which includes Fridays for all intents and purposes, are the most expensive days to fly. And additionally, it's not just a straight calculus of is the additional night at the hotel going to be, you know, slightly more or less than the cost of flying on either a Friday or a Saturday, but it's how much more work we can accomplish in that extra time. So I don't think it's just a matter of dollars. I think it's a matter of effectiveness.
So what are you recommending? What are you saying would be more effective?
That people be available first thing Friday morning for meeting, you know, which is to say at 9 o'clock. There are some people who can't leave their jobs on Thursday and may not be able to do anything other than a red eye on, you know, and arrive straight to the hotel and ready to work on Friday morning. And, you know, that's rough, but if that's what their lives require, that's what their lives require. But we should give at least those, I would say do the three full days. Do all day Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday, and travel home on Monday.
Okay. Any other?
This is Raul to the stack.
Who is that?
Raul?
Yes, Raul.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here's the a little arithmetic on the cost. The difference. My assumption is that we are budgeting $120 per night on each room, and so right now I'm looking about 11 rooms. That's going to be about $1,400 and change. That means that I don't think, and that's just shared by two persons, and that is additional $60 per person additional. The cost of the airfare is not going to be much more than that, I would say, if we stay another night on the Monday. Because it is probably going to be, you know, cheaper to fly out Monday, but either a Sunday or a Friday would be the same effect. If we leave on Thursday, it's the same effect if we leave on Sunday because you got the Sunday. It's either Sunday or Friday are the most expensive days to travel. So if you have both Friday and Sunday return, then it's twice more expensive. But when you leave on one Friday and then leave on Monday, I think that's going to be the same. I don't think it's much different in airfare as compared to like the $60 that we're going to be spending additional on the extra night at the hotel. In addition, I think a week with hotels, I think the hotels are less expensive during week and nights. So that means a Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, and then Monday gets back to your regular rate. So it might increase. So I think there's a, you know, a benefit to do it on a weekend to maximize that weekend, which means we could probably fly in on Friday and then Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, and then coming back on Monday. Three nights would be, I think, ideal, but it's up to you if you want to accomplish more on and leave on Tuesday. That's still, you know, four nights. So you got Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday night, leave on Tuesday. So essentially, I think you have more amount accomplished. The extra night will only cost us $1,400. I think it's worth that to accomplish a little bit more from this meeting.
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
I think the one of the problems that if we are talking about flying Friday, it means that Friday we will use not use the whole day. I mean, what we always do, or what I know, I did it only once, but what I think that was the practice is flying Thursday, then Friday, first thing in the morning, everybody can be there working. If we start flying there Friday, we will have, if we are lucky, half a day of working Friday. I don't think that that's a good idea.
Okay. And then Lydia.
And then Raul.
So, what Serene proposed, I second. And that was my understanding that the people would fly in on Thursday if they can for a meeting that starts on Friday morning, and those who cannot fly in on Thursday night would try to get there as early as possible on Friday morning, and then meet all day Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday, and then fly back on Monday. I don't know, Serene, is that what you were saying?
No.
Oh.
What were you saying? So, Serene, can you clarify what you were saying?
I said yes. Someone else said no. That was Lydia from my notes. I thought you said meet all day Friday, all day Saturday, so as to just fly out on Sunday with no meetings on Sunday. Oh, no. Three full days and then, you know, half day Monday.
Oh, have meetings on Monday?
Yeah, use the morning.
Okay. So the usual thing. Okay.
A Thursday, Monday sandwich.
Yeah, so that's the four-day model.
The Thursday, Monday sandwich. Okay. I move we go for the Thursday, Monday sandwich.
So that's Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, and then the half-day Monday.
Okay, so I have Serene, Janet, Margie, and Raul. I need Tony and Carolyn to chime in.
I'm saying I think that's a good recommendation. I have no problem with that. I don't know. Carolyn? Carolyn's still on the line? Guess not, but no, I don't have a problem with it.
Okay, so what we got, Margie was the only one that wanted 3 days, so 4 days
Margie,
prevailed.
What's your response to that?
Oh, I'm sorry, Carolyn.
This is Margie.
Wait, Carolyn's back.
I'm sorry. I just want to say that I've changed my mind. I'm happy with 4 days. I was convinced by the economy of it.
I apologize. What was the question?
Question was...
3 days or 4 days?
Oh, I think 3 days is good.
Pardon?
3 days. I would prefer 3 days.
Three?
Yes, three. I thought four. We tend to waste a lot of time around the ends of those four-day meetings. Three is good.
So,
Janet K., point of procedure?
Yes, Janet K.
Could we just take a roll call on 4 days, and then if that fails, 2 days or something like that?
What was that again? I didn't hear you, Janet K. What was that again?
A vote. She wants a vote.
So we're
a vote. Rather than continuing to just have a discussion, can we vote on 4 day, the three full days of meeting with arriving the day before and leaving the day after?
Okay. Could somebody propose a motion and then we can take a vote on it? Is the 4 days, that Thursday night?
Oh, no.
Benito.
What's that?
Benito.
Okay, there's a second. I guess we don't necessarily need a second, but that's been moved. Can we call a roll on the 4 days, Janet K.?
So that's Thursday through Monday morning, right?
Yes. Thursday night, flying Thursday night. Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, and half day Monday.
So, Lydia, can you call the roll?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So, Janet Kay? Yes, for 4 days. For that sandwich, Thursday through Monday.
Okay. Margie Wilkinson?
Yes. Tell me what I'm voting on. Oh, 4 days?
Arriving Thursday night and flying out Monday morning.
That's fine. Some of us are going to take a train, but that's all right. That's fine, yes.
Okay.
Bye.
Raul?
Yes. Thursday, Monday.
Okay. Benito?
I should move that we all eat, that we all buy the Thursday, Monday sandwich.
Tony?
Yes.
Adriana?
Yes.
And Carolyn?
No.
Okay. And Lydia is kind of a reluctant yes. Okay.
Yes. There's more. Shireen?
Sorry. Shireen votes yes. Shireen? Okay, did I miss anyone else? Okay. So it is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yes and 1 no.
Okay. So we'll go with the 4 day recommendation. The next item on the agenda, I guess the way I saw it, we could just generally go over like what we want to devote the days to, that full day Thursday, Friday, Sunday, and then at half day Monday. Not to go in detail, but just do we want to devote those days to what particular activities, generally, the outline, the recommendations?
This is Lydia.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that the agenda we need to, we haven't had enough input from committees to see what's going to be a priority, and it's kind of a distance away, so I think it's a little early to work on the agenda. That would just be my feeling. But what I would like to know is if we're going to, when we're going to have the next special meeting so the board can vote on dates. Are we meeting a week from Thursday?
Yeah, that was going to be my proposal. We'll have the it's, you know, obviously it's too late for this Thursday, but I was going to send a notice to the board suggesting that we meet a week from this Thursday because we have to deal with the outcome of the elections and I think this issue as well. So that was my proposal.
And how about the general election?
Yeah,
the LSC elections. Will those of you who are on the elections committee know if there's going to be a motion coming forward? We have a schedule to start in March, and haven't heard from.
Right, Janet. Do we have a? When is our meeting? I forget. Do you remember?
Not until March, I think. March 10th.
Yeah, that's right. Because we ran into all these meeting conflicts. Yeah, so no, we won't have something by then.
We won't have something from a committee.
Yeah.
I have a question for Lydia.
Yes. Shireen.
Are you referring to the delegate elections? You're not referring to LSB elections for delegates to the PND committees. You're talking about new elections for the boards, correct?
Yes.
That's correct. Okay.
Janet Kay, point of information.
Yes, Janet Kay.
Well, this is kind of a side thing, but Margie, if you're going to call a PNB meeting for a week from Thursday, I'm going to need to post it, notice it. So I still haven't have access yet.
Well, I'll do it. I can do it this time, and then because Otis is out of town until tomorrow. Well, maybe we'll have time. I'll talk to you about it.
All right.
Okay, we'll
Thank
work
you.
It out. Yeah.
Okay, so So it's a little premature to go into the outline as to what the agenda will be, so we can cut through that at our next meeting. But we can move on to the next item, the orientation package. Doreen, you want to bring everybody up to speed on that?
I think I was supposed to send it to you guys, and I haven't. I don't know that it's the kind of thing that it makes sense to spend time discussing until you've had a chance to read it.
Okay, so if you can send that out by our next meeting, the next item we can put, but what's our next meeting date? What about the first week, first Monday in March? Is that a problem?
That's the second, because March starts on a Sunday.
Yeah, it's March 2nd.
Benito, to the staff?
Yeah, Benito.
March 2nd, if I remember correctly, is the Governance Committee.
No, that's the 3rd. We should snatch the 2nd. It's open right now.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do
it's usually the 2nd, the first Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Right, but March 2nd is a Monday.
Right.
Any suggestions?
Yeah. Okay.
So is that a problem with the executive? Is everybody okay with March 2nd at 8:30 Eastern Time?
Let me check. The two of us might have a conflict.
Your Monday's your PFW meeting is the.
The mayor.
We don't have a mayor's committee meeting that Monday. Okay.
Janet Kay, I can't hear anything.
Nobody's talking.
We were proposing March the 2nd.
Tony's correct.
What's that?
No, I was saying Tony's correct. We don't have a mass committee meeting that Monday.
So, is everybody okay with March the 2nd as our next meeting date? 8:30 Eastern.
Yes,
okay.
That's fine.
Sounds good. We can hold that date. We'll send out a notice on it.
Janet Kay's request.
Yes.
Doreen, would you be willing to just grab it and post, notice it? Because I won't be able to do it until maybe tomorrow, or would you do that? Thanks.
Doreen?
It's done.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And that wraps us up for today. Thank you all for your service. If there's nothing else, I think that wraps our meeting up.
Well, thank you all very much. That was very cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. We kept it under an hour. This should be a model for others.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
You
all. Okay, good night.